So at 7 o'clock, we'll call the Moore County Planning Commission meeting to order. And the first item is roll call.
That's you again. I'm sorry. Chair Winhols?
Here.
Commissioner Ekstrom?
Here.
Commissioner Killian?
Mary is...
Excused.
Yes, she's...
Okay. Vice Chair Greg Sweek?
Here.
Oh, he is here.
Commissioner Seitz?
Here.
Commissioner Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Anderson?
Here.
Commissioner Smith?
Here.
And Commissioner Thompson?
Here.
All right, next up is the Pledge of Allegiance. And there's the flag. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next are minutes from the September 27th, 2022 meeting. Has everybody had a chance to review those? Any corrections?
I'll make a motion we approve the minutes from the last meeting.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded to approve the September 27th, 2022 meeting minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved. Now I will read the opening statement for a Planning Commission meeting here. So, good evening. My name is Jeff Winhols, Chair of the Moore County Planning Commission. I will be presiding over the meeting tonight. Persons who wish to provide testimony may do so orally or in writing. Testimony and evidence must be directed toward the criteria described in the staff report and findings or land use regulation believed applicable. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes an appeal to the Board of Commissioners on that issue. Please speak only when identified by the chair. Please begin your testimony by giving your name and address and spell your last name, please. If you have any exhibits for our consideration, please provide a copy to planning staff. For persons participating via Zoom, please raise your hand or place a note in the chat so we know you would like to speak. If you'd like to request the commission hold open the record or continue hearing, you must make that request before the public portion of the hearing is closed. If the commission holds open the record, you may submit additional written testimony. The county is required by state law to make a final decision on quasi-judicial decisions, including all appeals, within 150 days unless an applicant waives that right. This concludes the introduction. I'll begin with the first item of tonight's agenda and follow this hearing to order. Conditional use permit CUPN 3522 and comprehensive plan amendment AC 140-22. One Energy Development applicant, Madison Ranches LLC owner. And I understand that this permit has been requested to be withdrawn by the applicant.
That's correct.
So we will not be hearing that one tonight. So we will move on. So the first one that we will be hearing tonight will be a property line adjustment by replat RN 07922, Yvette and Claire Hansen, applicants and owners. And Stephen, looks like you're the one.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Yep.
Okay. So preliminary findings for replat request are North 79-22. The request is a reconfigured by replat parcel 1 of partition plat 2019-16 and parcel 1 of 2021-11 into one parcel. Applicants and owners are Yvette Hansen, Vera J. Brooks, and James Miller. Tax lots are 1,000, 1,100, and 1,200 of Assessor's Map 5 North, 26 East, 30 C, BB. Property locations north end of Wagamama Loop, approximately 2 miles southwest of Irrigan. And the subject parcels are zoned rural residential and are outside of the Irrigan urban growth boundary. The proposed replat will reconfigure recorded tax lots. Tax lot lines in the wagon wheel addition to match the existing fence lines. A replat's required as it is reconfiguring recorded lot lines in the wagon wheel addition, which is a previously platted subdivision. Adjoining property owner notice is provided on November 16th, and no changes to utility easements are proposed, and the replat is at the request of the applicant. No streets or roads are proposed to be vacated at this time. There is only one condition of approval, and that's to submit both the preliminary and final partition plat in conformance with Oregon Revised Statute Chapter 92. And just to bring to your attention, there was one comment received from West Extension Irrigation District. Do you all have that in front of you?
No.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
we have it. Okay. It was emailed, and there should be printed copies there. I don't think I need to read it if everybody's already read the comment. Essentially, it's just stating that the replat request is not within the boundaries of West Extension Irrigation District, but there is a looks like there is a drainage ditch which has federal flowage easement for the Umatilla Irrigation Project. Ms. Bridgewater refers to the federal rights should be directed to any questions to the Bureau of Reclamation field office in Hermiston, and that they have no further comments to offer. And that would conclude my staff report. Although it does look like I made one mistake, and that would be the request. And it is not to reconfigure replat parcel one. So I'll have to fix those prior to signing of the final.
What does that mean?
It's a Scribner's error. He got the number.
It's just a mistake. I gotta retype it. It's not gonna affect anything.
Okay.
Any questions from any of the commissioners for Stephen? Anybody on Zoom have a question for Stephen?
Just about the water.
We'll give you your chance to ask questions in just a minute. Anything from any of the commissioners before we open up the public testimony? Hearing none, we will start with those that are in favor of the application. And here's your opportunity. Please come up to the table and state your name, spell your last name, and give your address, please.
Hello, my name is Yvette Hanson, H-A-N-S-O-N. I live at the Wagon Wheel Loop in replat in question. And I'm here to see that it goes through because of the disconnect with the neighbors for several years trying to get this done. And we all agree, we're all good now because of my surveyor. And he got a letter from both sides of the lot, which is the one I would assume that's on the east side, and then the other one, it was on the north side. And so I just want to know, is there anything else you need from me to get this run through? Because it all has to do with the fence line. You'll see the red where the fence lines are, but that is not where the survey is. That's just where you got it lined. And you can see that on the east side, it's a little bit off to one corner. And then on the north side, going into the south, you can see that that fence line is off by 4 feet all the way down that line. And in order, there was a barn put up, which you'll see the two barns connected there on your left side on the bottom corner. And if I would have given them their 4 feet, I wouldn't have been able to get into my barn, because when it was told that I could put the barn there and there would be no problem, I was not told about the fence line. I've been there since 1999, and I had no idea that there was an issue with the fence line in 2002 to 2004 when the two barns were put up. So in order to give my neighbors back their land on that south-north side of each other, I would have lost my entrance to my barn. I can't move my barn. My barn's over $50,000 worth of income in it, and there's no way I can move that barn. It's huge, okay? So that is why I asked for a replat, and this is where we're at now. And I don't know if I gave you, I can't remember if I was supposed to give you, but I paid for that 4 feet. I paid for that 4 feet 8 months ago, because my neighbor blocked off my entrance to my property, put a lock on it, and the police came, and they told me, the police department told me, They could do nothing. They could not remove the lock, which I did not understand, but that is what happened. So I paid her for her 4 feet all the way down that one side. I don't know if you need a copy of that or not.
Not that I'm aware of, Tamara.
No, as long as the legal owner signed the application, which they have, we don't need to see a copy of that.
Okay. Now, this, I've never been to one of these because I've only purchased one property in my life, and that's that property you're looking at. And I had no idea how all this was going to come about. So is there anything else you need from me? Is this going to be approved or not approved? Or are you waiting to make a decision?
We're waiting to make a decision. We'll hear your testimony and anybody else that wants to testify in favor of it, and then we give the opportunity, if there's anybody here that wants to testify in opposition to it, they will have that opportunity, and then anybody that's neutral and they just want to weigh in on it will have opportunity to testify.
So it can be denied? Is that what you're saying?
There's the possibility, but...
I'm just asking.
Yep. And then after we hear all the testimony, then us and some of our fellow commissioners that are online on Zoom, we will take a vote at that point.
Okay, and Matt Kenny said he's going to help me finish this with Hebner and the tax lot, because there is a difference from 6.7. It went up to 8.7, I think. Barely enough to even make a difference, but you'll see that it was 5.67 acres. It is now 5.86. It's up in the corner, 8.7. You can barely see it, but I see it. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything correctly and that everybody's happy, because it has been a very long process.
Well, I can understand that.
For such a little amount of whatever.
Any questions from any of the commissioners for the applicant?
You understand the reasoning behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
We're not hearing any, and unless there's anything else you'd like to tell us, we'll ask if there's anybody else here that wants to testify in favor.
Anybody on the line? I didn't even know I could do that, but I don't have all that equipment anyway. So I appreciate it. Thank you for considering this. And you'll be done with me because I have to work tonight. So I will go home and get ready and go to work, because that's the way it is. And I'll talk to Matt Kinney. He's also your county surveyor.
He's the county surveyor.
Yeah.
And after tonight, somebody from the planning department will reach out to you and let you know what happens with your application and when it's signed and everything.
Only thing is there any more cost to the planning commission, to the planning department?
Jesus, woman.
So there will probably be, there might be a fee to record the plat or something like that.
Okay.
And Stephen will follow up with you afterwards. Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah. If you want to stick around a few minutes, they're usually pretty fast, and you can get your final decision tonight.
Okay, if they're going to be finally fast.
They're pretty fast.
Normally it takes just a couple of minutes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for hearing me out.
You bet.
Thank you,
Phil.
Is there anybody else here or anybody on Zoom that would like to testify in favor of this? Hearing none, we move on to the next category. Anybody that's in opposition to this application? Hearing none, anybody that's neutral, anything at all that they'd like to speak to on this application? Hearing none, there's no comments or anything on Zoom? I don't think we see anything. So we'll close the public testimony.
Brian.
Portion, and the commission will make a decision.
Brian's live.
I move that we approve the plat request R-N-079-22.
I'll second it.
It's been moved by Carl, seconded by Stacy to approve replat request R-N-079-22. Any discussion? And Michaela, would you do a roll call vote, since we're part person and part Zoom? It just makes it clearer.
Chair Winholz?
Normally I won't vote.
Oh, sorry.
It's a tie, so you can move on to the next.
Okay, Commissioner Ekstrom?
Aye.
Vice Chair Sweek?
Aye.
Commissioner Seitz?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
Aye.
And Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Aye.
The application approved is approved. And so it's approval, and since Stephen was the one that presented this, I imagine he will be the one to reach out to you with the next step that he requires from you.
Okay.
So your application is approved.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you for coming in.
Yvette, if you have any questions, you can call them. We can tell you what the next steps are.
I will do that.
Okay.
I will reach out also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Nice.
All of you.
Your mic's on, Brian.
So next item on the agenda tonight is Comprehensive Plan Amendment AC-141-22, Comprehensive Plan Map and Zoning Map Amendment AC-Z-142-22, Conditional Use Permit CUPM 35722. Morrell County Public Works is the applicant, and JJMC LLC is the owner. And looks like Tamara.
Yes, it is me. Yes, yes, yes. So I am the planner, and the applicant here is Morrell County Public Works. And the landowner is JJMC LLC, one of the McGilligans. Okay. It's a very large parcel, tax up 400 of assessor's map, 1 South 24. It's not quite 5,000 acres. So if you take a look at the map Stephen has up, this is the proposed quarry location. Oops, yep. Oh, did I make that move?
I don't think so.
Okay. There's the proposed quarry. We had a couple of calls. I had one, and Eric Imes, the public works director, had one from somebody who lives way over here, close to the dairy. There's the dairy. It's a large parcel, so it's a little deceiving, but by law we're required to notify adjacent property owners, which we did. So when I'm finished, Eric can tell you why it's of interest to the county, but the county is looking for a good, reliable source of aggregate for this part of the county to reduce hauling costs, et cetera. And he has an agreement with the landowner. And the reason this report is so long, and I'll just summarize it, is that we went ahead and recommended that the county apply for what's called a large significant goal 5 resource. It's a little bit shorter of a report if it's just a resource on the inventory. And those of you who've been around for a while know that a rock quarry intended for mining has to be on the Goal 5 resource inventory of the county comprehensive plan. So that's the reason this is so lengthy. And then, so technically what this application would do is to add this site, approximately 20 acres, it has not been surveyed, to the comprehensive plan inventory and apply our aggregate resource overlay zone. So it's a plan amendment, it's a zone amendment, and it's also a conditional use permit. The haul road for this, rather than going through all of the tedious detail, but I can if there are any questions. Is that Ella Road?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Good. I never did make it out for the field trip. So this is the primary haul road up here, just coming across to the site.
There you go.
Stephen. Stephen, could you show the vicinity map and the soils map? Maybe the vicinity first. I'm sorry, the 1,500-foot impact study area map. There, perfect, okay. So according to Administrative Rule 660, Division 23, in order to deem a site significant, you have to take a look at the 1,500-foot study area buffer. So that's what that green area is there. And you can see a lot of this is the subject property. This is one little corner, the northerly corner of the Emmert addition, which is odd, but again, it's a really large parcel. So
this piece here, this delta between, that's not in the impact area and the area that is in the impact area, the difference is once that overlay zone is applied, it would apply to that little tiny piece of property owned by Whites now, right? Yeah, it was owned by Kate Knopf. And he did visit with Eric about this piece of property and didn't have any problem about it. And that overlay zone on that piece of property and everything else just means that if a development comes in and that new development would negatively affect the quarry operation, it's very counterintuitive. But again, the purpose is to protect the resource site for purposes of mining, which is a big industrial activity, right? We would have to evaluate the impacts that a potential new development might have onto the quarry. And it's pretty limited. There's already a house and shopping yard and all of that sort of stuff. So the one landowner who was affected there didn't have a problem with it. And then, Stephen, would you pull up the soils map, please? There. So you can see that the majority of the soil is class 7. That's as bad as it gets. at any rate, I'm just being really brief here, but I do want to call out two things. One is the letter that I just handed out before we started is from Nick Tetelovich, who's a reclamationist with Doug Ammey, Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. And as is customary, we send staff reports to agencies. His agency was one, obviously, because it's mining. Initially, he said the applicant county needs to contact Doug Ammey to fill out a mine reclamation plan. And because back in 1999, I think, the county adopted an ordinance that essentially gave, pretty sweet deal for the county, really, that gave the county its ability to do its own mine reclamation. So it saves the county a whole bunch of money. So I talked with him on the phone and just explained it, sent him a copy of that ordinance, and so he rescinded that and said, yep, you're good to go. Don't need to file anything with Doug Ammey. So the bulk of this application just lists the county standards and the state standards, how it complies. There's a couple of conditions of approval, which would be on page 29 of 93 of your packet, or page 17 of this report. Sir, I wish I had a copy of the report to give to you, but we don't make extra copies. Do you have an extra copy of it, Stephanie? Of this findings? No. Do you have a copy of this findings that I'm reading right now? I was just going to share it with this gentleman because he was here.
Just tell me what page you guys want to see, and I can put it up on the screen for you.
Could you just scroll down to page 17, Stephen, which are the conditions of approval? I have them. I just bet gentleman didn't. So he told me he was interested in this application. I just want to make sure he has all the information he might want. So the staff recommendation is to approve this, and I would just go over the conditions of approval, which is an expeditious way to capture all of those things where there might be any gray area about complying with either the state or the local standards. So the first is that the quarry operator shall comply with mining and operating permits in accordance with the county ordinance, MCC-398. So that ordinance was adopted in 1998. The second is that the quarry be operated in accordance with state and federal mine safety regulations. The county has their own program. They also have a third-party contractor who comes in and does the crushing. In terms of our hours of operation, we could talk about that. What the draft language I have is that the operating hours are not established, but if concern is raised from nearby owners or other persons affected by the operation of the quarry, hours of operation may be established by the planning director. When I spoke with Public Works today, Eric said, you know, almost always the hours of operation are between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. unless it's an emergency. So if the Planning Commission thought that might be better, we can change the verbiage of that to make it clear.
It would be appropriate comment there. I think that we normally require of anybody else to establish hours. So
for consistency?
Consistency, and we're mm-hmm. putting the county above any other applicant.
Okay.
Maybe, and then 7-4, and then give them the opportunity, like I think we've done with other people, if they need extra accommodation to that, then they can come approach you or whatever the proper process is.
Okay.
Pretty much all of the
okay.
minor
you bet.
We established
shall
hours.
Be between the hours of 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. Unless an emergency arises, is that what I'm looking for direction from the Planning Commission is, do you want that special permission to come from you, the Planning Commission, which you meet once a month? Do you want it to be a judgment call of the Planning Director? And or so, unless so requested due to an emergency or special circumstances, does that language work?
We'll look to the rest of the Commission and to input on that.
I think just if we put that standard, you know, we say that we do it to everybody else, but I think just coming to the Planning Commission or
the
Planning Department
okay.
is
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting a month
yeah.
to figure it out, it's directly to you.
Okay. Okay. I'll,
if anybody on Zoom has anything that's contrary to that or anything they'd like to add, please add it now. Not hearing any, so.
Okay. Okay. Should I go on to number four? Okay. Number four, the applicant and operator shall take appropriate measures to abate blowing dust and sand. Number five, once adopted, the Goal 5 protection and the significant resource overlay zone requires that any new use within 1,500 feet from the quarry that would have the potential to conflict with a protected mining site, such as a residential use or uses that would cover or prevent access to the site, shall be evaluated as required and shown to not conflict with the mining use. For mitigation purposes, appropriate conditions of approval for the new use may be required. Any questions about that? And again, the only property I think it would affect is that little tiny corner of that northerly lot or easterly lot at Emmer Detention. Okay.
So, one question.
Yep.
Since I am the mayor.
Yes.
This is city.
And out of the city?
No. The corner is in the city.
Oh, right.
I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
But should I be voting on this? This is city limits. I am the mayor of the city.
But it's not city property that's being affected.
That's not property that's owned by the city.
Can we pull the map back up? I don't think there's a street involved, but there may be.
So I think Ella goes directly onto the state highway, doesn't it?
Okay. Yeah, but Ella's not in the green zone. It's the Todd property. And is there a little bit more in there?
Todd property. Do you know where that would be?
Yeah, it's that corner. I don't know if the street goes clear into there or not.
I don't know.
Does it go? Stacy, you matter of fact, you probably know better than I would.
Are you talking Delbert or Mary?
It'd be Delbert.
It goes just past the driveway.
Okay, can we pull that one up just a little closer? I don't think I see any roads.
No.
Okay, there's no.
No.
That one ends before it gets past there. Okay.
Oh, I see what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay.
City property. I mean, it's still inside city limits, but
is that a city-owned street that accesses Emmer? Okay. All right.
That one is. The one coming down Delbert there, but it's not in part of the zone. That's what I want to make sure of.
Makes a good question. May I ask?
On the west, there's Ella Road. This is Delbert Drive up through here.
Yes, but none of it's
sure.
in there.
None of it's in the green.
None of it's none in of the green.
That's
so.
A really good question. Okay, very good question. Can I ask Dan Cairns, who's our legal counsel? Dan, do you see any reason why Planning Commissioner Taylor, since he's mayor of Ione, would need to recuse himself from voting?
I don't think so, unless he feels he's biased or has prejudged this. I don't see there's a conflict of interest situation. He's not going to, as the mayor, he doesn't stand to profit from it. Put it on the record that he's the mayor, and he's obligated to make a decision on behalf of the county using the applicable approval criteria and the facts in the record here, and his opinion will be informed by his experience as mayor. He's going to be making this as a county planning commissioner, and he has to be able to say that he's unbiased and will be impartial.
How does that sound?
We're good.
Okay, thank you for sharing that, though, for sure. Okay, so we are finished with number 5, and on to number 6. Provide to the Morrow County Weed Coordinator Inspector a weed plan for the control of noxious weeds and weeds of economic importance. This shall include a pre-mining weed survey. And Chair Wendholz, I did cut and paste these from other sites. I don't know how I came up with the language operating hours, though. I thought I cut and pasted that, but so noted. Number 7, provide verification from Department of Environmental Quality that the mining operation complies with applicable DEQ ambient air quality and emission standards and submit the air permit if applicable. The air permit usually applies. It's a permit that goes with a portable rock crusher, right? And you're not doing batch plant or anything here. It's just crushing and stockpiling. Okay. Number 8 is provide water for dust abatement and mining. 9. I don't know why I said that. Number 9 is a duplicate of number 3. How's that? I did some cutting and pasting when I wrote this report, can you tell? Okay, and then number 10, which will then become number 9, says the site shall remain free of garbage and debris and will otherwise comply with the solid waste ordinance. And number 10, which becomes number 11, which becomes number 10, says upon reclamation, the site shall be returned to appropriate farm or grazing use or wildlife habitat. And that ends my staff report. Brief for the compared to the number of pages. On the very last part of the end of the staff report after the map, so it'd be page 34 of 93 and 35 of 93, just for a visual reference, I included a copy of... this is a nice table that somebody before me created. We'll just be adding this site. There are actually 3 or 4 we need to add to this, which have been adopted, just not added to this table. And happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for staff from any of the commissioners? Anybody on Zoom land have any questions? Hearing none, we'll open up the public testimony part, and we'll start with those that are in favor of the application.
Okay. Eric Imes, IMES, Public Works Director for Morrow County. we lost our main quarry site in the Ione area a couple of years ago, and we're not able to get back in there. So looking around for property, this is what we thought was the best piece. It's hidden from public view. It's down in a canyon. Think that there won't be noise pollution down in that area, and it's very, very central and off a paved road that we maintain. So it was the best site we could find with a willing landowner. So that's the summary. I mean, that planning department worked really hard to help us get to this point. I appreciate you and your staff for that. So she really covered everything. That's just the basis of what we're trying to do for rock for maintaining roads. I'd be happy to answer any questions, if there are any.
Any questions from any of the commissioners, either in person or online?
So where exactly, is that just before Reitman there that you're going to turn and go to the east?
Yeah, so it's halfway between, it's halfway up the hill. And on the right, if you wanted, if we can go back to that map, I could show you exactly. We'll wait for Steven's got to get over there.
Get back to his office.
But yeah, I'll show you. And it when you take a right off of Ella, there's a fence there and a gate where they've been running cows forever and a day.
Mm-hmm.
head north.
Oh,
so yeah, it's just about halfway up. Reitman's is up there, and there's three fingers, one finger and two fingers. Oh, this finger right here was the edge of that. So we actually, you can't even see this site from the road.
I don't even recall that road.
Yeah, well, and it's just a dirt
It's
path.
Just a dirt road.
Yeah. And we would rebuild that approach so that when we're pulling off the road, we can get in 100 feet and put a gate so there's safety off of Ella. Any equipment we're trying to get in or out of there will. Thanks, Stephen, for flying that drone and making those pictures.
Oh, yeah.
That was fantastic, yeah.
That's right. That's Stephen's fancy drone work. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Any questions? Any other questions?
I have a question. Is it easy access when you're for the loaded trucks leaving the driveway there back onto Elk Road?
That's a good question, yes. The site distance is great, both directions up and down.
Okay, thank you.
That was one of my main concerns. I was happy to see where the entrance was. Plenty of safety for site distance there. I didn't measure it, but if I had to guess, it's 100 yards either way, at least. Yeah. Maybe more.
Anybody else have any questions? Hearing none. Thank you, Eric.
Yes.
Anybody else that wants to testify in favor of this? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next category, which is anybody that's opposed to this application. Hearing none, anybody that's neutral, anything at all to say about this? No comments anywhere on Zoom or anything?
I don't see anybody.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll close the public testimony and the commission will make a decision. And just as a reminder, it will be a recommendation from the Planning Commission to the Board of Commissioners.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And I actually lumped the recommendation. Technically, the Planning Commission could approve the conditional use permit, but because it's a package deal, it makes more sense to submit all of those to Planning Commission for final action. And for example, on the outside chance somebody might want to appeal this, you could have a bifurcated process where somebody's appealing the conditional use permit and not the plan amendment or zoning map amendment or vice versa. So it's a package deal. You get them all in one. So it would be a recommendation for all of those actions. So it would be the plan amendment to add the site to the Goal 5 significant resource inventory, to approve the application of the aggregate resource overlay zone, and to approve the conditional use permit.
And with that, what she just said. I was waiting for her to finish.
Yeah, and see our timing. We just got in sync, Rod. You can't leave now. With also the adoption of the findings as condition number 3 is amended.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I vote for approval.
Okay.
So it's been moved by Rod, seconded by Stacy, to recommend to the Moore County Board of Commissioners for adoption comprehensive plan amendment AC-141-22, comprehensive plan map and zoning map amendment AC-Z-142-22, and conditional use permit CUPN-357-22 with the changes to the conditions of approval as talked about in the operating hours in number 3, and then we were deleting number 9 and moving 10 and 11 up one respectively.
Perfect.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Ekstrom?
Aye.
Commissioner, or Vice Chair Sweek?
Aye.
Commissioner Seitz?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
Aye.
And Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Thank you. Everything's approved. Motion carries.
Thank you. Perfect.
Any other business?
So we have correspondence, but I suppose a business item would be your blue sheet. Nice color choice. These are the proposed meeting dates for the year 2023. And if you don't really need to vote on these, but if you've got, thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you. My questions were answered.
Oh, excellent. Great. January, we would start again in Heppner, and then we alternate as we always do, and then consolidate October or November and December. So if that looks okay to everybody, we'll call her good and post it on our website. And then in terms of correspondence, you have, it's always lagging a month, but so this is my November report to the Board of Commissioners, which really covers, summarizes what we did in October. What kind of highlights do we have? Stephanie, you want to talk about the Heritage Trail?
Sure. So I've been working with our student intern, Karen Cardenas, and I'm hoping maybe next month or the month after we might be able to bring her in. And we are working to update the interpretive panels. We got a grant from AWS, one of the ChangeX grants, to update those. Karen's been doing a really great job of trying to pull together some stakeholders to discuss maybe changes or anything that might be needed on those interpretive panels. And we're working towards updating that. Our intern last year updated the sign plan, as you guys remember, and we still haven't gotten the signs put out yet. We thought that we had placed an order with a company, but it turns out that we didn't, for the metal plates. So we're going to be going out and getting the metal plates to go out and place those signs. And yeah, it's pretty exciting. So we've also gotten some other ideas from SHPO, the State Historic Preservation Office. They've given us some other ideas for future grants. So Karen was going to be looking into some of those and seeing if those are viable options, either now or later on in the future. One of them doesn't open until August, but we'll be looking at that. So it'll be really exciting.
And I'm super excited that Stephanie lives here and loves it here and has taken it over, because we need a local champion for it. And we have been utilizing one of the grant writers of record that the Board of Commissioners approved recently. Actually, they do the formal approval tomorrow, but we went through the whole RFP process. So these are people who are professional grant writers, Nick Ducote, Ducote Consulting. I've worked with him in the past. He does a lot of work for sewer water systems, trails, et cetera. So, but it takes a fair amount of staff time and the grant writer expert to coordinate all that. So I'm passing that off to Stephanie, which is really good. I think but two other things I wanted to mention. It's going in front of the Board of Commissioners tomorrow. Sorry, the following Wednesday, the final housing implementation plan. It was another grant project we got from the state. I applied on behalf of the city, so it was for Ione, Lexington, and Heppner. The two bigger cities said, we don't really need any help. They're actually getting a lot of housing development. Situation is different in the southern part of the county. And that report is done. It's posted on our webpage. I could send out a link for it if you would like. The second similar project, also for the Willow Creek Valley, is a Goal 9 economic development update for those cities that look at population demographics, projected growth, and whether or not there's the adequate amount of industrial and commercial lands for that. I've been working to recruit a company to help the county with water. The Board of Commissioners wanted a water coordinator. It's a pretty tough job for a single person, a single individual to fill. So the proposal that has been named would be GSI Water Solutions. They're very familiar with the area. They also do quite a bit of work for the Port of Morrow, so they're really, really familiar with our area. And they'll be coming on board in January. There's a lot of interplay between water and land use planning. It'll be nice to have a team of scientists on board who can write white papers and help us navigate water issues moving forward. And then myself and Katie Imes, the transit manager, who is leaving us at the end of the year, end of the month, we've been working with Eastern Oregon University and Department of Land Conservation and Development on a rural transit equity grant. So it sounds like a lot of jargon. It feels like a lot of jargon. But they're actually doing a deeper dive to see what sort of transit demand and transit accommodations historically underrepresented populations might need and want for transit. So that's a pass-through grant. I don't have any fiduciary responsibility. It's all a contract between the state and the REV, the Rural Economic Vitality Program at Eastern Oregon University. And then note the picture, I get no credit for it, but we got third place in the door decorating contest.
Very nice.
It wasn't really nice. Celebrate even third, right? I included a copy of the notice. I actually haven't seen it in any of the local papers, but the Energy Facility Siting Council issued their final order on the Boardman to Hemingway transmission line. Every reason to believe it'll be contested. and people have already filed for that. So, but that was 12 years in the making, I think. And I think that's all. That's all I have for correspondence and whatnot. Thank you very much, Chair Wenholtz and Rudd Taylor, for all of your years. It's not going to be the same, although I'm going to see you more. So we're all going to see you more. That part's good, but the other part is, yeah. And we had our weekly staff meeting this morning, and I think it makes sense to vote for chair and vice chair in January since there's three vacant positions coming up. And is that the normal? Do we do it in December normally?
We normally do it in January.
Oh, in January. Okay, that'll work. So y'all be thinking about who wants to step up and be chair and vice chair.
Or who gets reverted.
I think it's more that.
Poor Greg.
Poor Greg.
Nothing, Greg. Nothing at all.
Train's going your way.
So, I guess the other item on there is public comment. And Mike, you're the public.
No, I don't have any comment.
Okay. And if there's nothing else for the good of the order, we're adjourned.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, this is your-